So people ask, why do we come to these places? We come to these places because you're lost in your sin and the snare of Satan. The snare of Satan is that you can offer God a scrap on Sunday. You can't offer God a scrap on Sunday and live like the world. You can't keep false traditions and pretend to be like the rest of God's people, holy, set apart people, as you live like the world. Have you conformed your life to holiness and righteousness? Or are you conforming to the culture around you, neighbor? The culture around you. The culture around you is deceiving you. The churches are deceiving you. You have no hope of eternal life, neighbors, as you keep practicing sin. You see, in love, we come to tell you, God's people are not sinners. They don't practice sin. Test yourself, ma'am, to the biblical gospel. You're being deceived here by false religion. God's people do not practice and live in willful sin and false traditions. God's people lift up the truth. They keep his ways. They come out of the world. They reject false religion. This is false man-made religion. Our testing is going to prove it. We're going to put a testing up. It'll be up on our website. It's going to expose this corrupt religious body. Do not be deceived. Sister Raman, why don't you go stand down by the road down there where everybody's leaving? Yeah. That's where they got everything going. Hey, brother, go stand down by the other road with Sister Raman. Hold your signs down there. I'll stay here. Just ignore them, brother, and just keep doing what we've been called to do, to warn our neighbors in love about their sin and their false ways. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked, neighbors. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. You're reaping to your flesh today. You're reaping to carnality. Jesus made a narrow way of eternal life. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. Folks, you're being deceived. You cannot find eternal life keeping man-made false religion. We have a testing that shows you. We're going to be putting up a testing of this church at don'tperish.com, and it's going to show you why your pagan holidays, your worldliness, your feminization, your carnality, your sin. Jesus did not die for willful sinners. Jesus died for those who will repent and come out of their sin, come out of the world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you can know what is the perfect will of God. The perfect will of God is you repent and you obey him, folks. You're not obeying God and man-made religion. You're keeping a form of religion that Jesus hates. He's angry with the wicked. Psalm 5:5 says he hates those that do wickedness. Psalm 11:5 says he hates those that love violence. It's good and it's righteous and it's true to come and preach against the goat farms in America. Look at America. 250 years plus of denominational churchianity that is false and corrupt and sinful, worldly and carnal. Paul talked about the time will come when they will not put up with sound doctrine, but they will heap for themselves with itchy ears, and they're following the doctrines of men. Our testing at don'tperish.com is going to show. Later today, the testing will be up. We'll show how corrupt this false church is. Sister Amen. Stand by the road. Jesus would rebuke false American churchianity, folks. The Bible says you know a tree by its fruit. Test yourself, sir. You know a tree by its fruit. The fruit of the American churchianity is carnality and sin and worldliness. Look at the worldly people that come out to defend this place. The Bible says if you live in a proud look, you're an abomination to God. We come and we stand against these churchianity places because they're an abomination to a holy God. Did you know that, neighbor? If you don't hear the words of God, Jesus said in John 8, if you can't hear the words of my Father, your father is the devil. That means you're a child of Satan. Did you know that? If you can't hear the Holy Scriptures, that means you're a child of Satan. That's what Jesus said. That was the Pharisees' problem. And the American church problem, the American church system, is they've made up their own false Jesus, like the Israelites, who let you live in sin, who let you live in worldliness, who let you live in politics, and let you live in pride and vanity. But God's people will overcome. God's people will hold to the truth. God's people will study to show themselves approved, neighbor. And if you study to show yourself approved, you'll see that all these things they do are false ways. Sunday's not the Lord's day. A building-centered faith is not of God. Taking your money to build temples made with the hands of men. Folks, we're going to have a testing up at don'tperish.com. Make sure you look up our testing at don'tperish.com. It's going to be up this afternoon. It's going to mark this church for the sin that it keeps. This church is keeping sin and worldliness and false ways. We love our neighbor. We want you to know you're being deceived with a false gospel, with a false Jesus. You're being deceived with false religiosity that cannot save anyone. Test yourself to the holy word of God. We're going to expose the false pastor here. We're going to expose your false doctrines. We're going to expose every false way you can imagine. Test yourself to the word of God. Why do we do it? The Bible says in 1 Timothy 5, publicly expose those who are in sin. And if you don't think this church is going to be marked, you look up don'tperish.com. This church is going to be marked when people search it on the internet. We've been doing this a lot of years. We teach, we expose, we disciple, we mostly travel and preach the gospel, something you don't have here. The biblical gospel that calls you out of the world. If your gospel hasn't called you out of the world, you don't have the biblical gospel. I absolutely know what they teach. You have a website. You're worldly. Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit. Look at the worldliness. Look at the pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, that are all lies. Roman Catholic lies. Look at the feminization here. Look at the feminized men here. Nothing but sin. But Satan has a very good deceptive plan. He puts a name on it, Christian. But Paul said Satan comes as an angel of light to deceive. You're being deceived here. Satan's invented this church system to deceive you. Go back and look at the first century saints. None of the first century saints practiced what is being practiced today in these pagan holidays, in this worldliness, in their false gospels. None of this is part of the New Testament body of Christ. So it's good and it's godly and it's true and it's loving to tell you the truth about biblical Christianity. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. One sin put Adam and Eve out of the garden. What one sin is going to put you folks out of the kingdom of God? Well, it's pretty clear that we see a whole bunch of sin. Our testing is going to expose a whole bunch of sin. It's loving to do so. Jesus in Mark 10 said to the man, The Bible says Jesus loved him. Jesus loved him and told him, one thing you lack. Oh, the things that Calvary lacks. And it's loving to tell you, you've compromised to be part of the world, to woo people in. Jesus said in Matthew 7, a puny few, that word few means puny. A puny few are going to find eternal life. But yet Calvary packs people in. The American church system packs people in. But Jesus said a puny few are going to find eternal life. Oh, there's a judgment day coming. And the judgment's hot for religious hypocrites. And that's what the American church system is. Full of religious hypocrites. Full of every false way you can imagine. Jesus did not die so you could live in your willful sin. Jesus died to call out a peculiar, holy, set apart people to serve him in goodness, righteousness, and truth. He did not die. He did not die so you could stay in your flesh and of the world. Jesus calls people to repentance, to holiness, to righteousness. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Are you following Christ to eternal life, or are you following these American goat farms? These American goat farms that lead to sin and worldliness and compromise. This is what we're talking about out here today. The word preach, most people don't even know this. The word preach means a public crier. Preach is not a guy in a wooden box on Sunday. That's a man-made invention. Preach means public crier. We go forth into the streets and tell American Christians, you're deceived by your worldly Christianity. You're not going to find eternal life. Following your flesh and following systems like Calvary, you're not going to find it. You're going to find wrath and judgment is what's coming. Wrath and judgment is coming for all American churchianity, and he's going to come. Our Lord is so, so glorious. He's going to come with flaming fire, and he's going to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. That's 2 Thessalonians 1:7, 8, 9, and 10. He's going to destroy those that do not know the gospel and obey it. Know God and obey the gospel. I offer to you, that's the American church system. From Roman Catholic, Evangelical, Mormon, Jehovah Witness. Name a man-made denomination, I'll tell you who started it and why it's sinful, including Calvary. Inventions of man. Inventions of man far from the truth of Jesus Christ. But holiness and righteousness follow God's people. This is a corrupt goat farm. This is a corrupt false place. This is a corrupt money-making. They've turned the so-called body of Christ into a money-making venture, selling the things of God, linking the youth with worldly sports. No one in the New Testament was part of the Roman sports games. No one in the New Testament was part of the culture. Israel was always set apart in how they looked, act, talk, dressed. 1 Peter 1:15, be holy in all your conduct, for he is holy. This is absolutely true, neighbors. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God. Lose this life to find it in Jesus Christ. Lest you lose your life, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Turn and repent. Seek the kingdom of God. We're going to have a testing up of don'tperish.com at our website later today. It's going to expose Calvary for what it is. Calvary is a false church full of sin and worldliness and feminization. If Jesus and Paul and John the Baptist came back, he would not recognize American churchianity as of Christ. You're worldly. You're compromised. You live in sin. You teach grace alone, faith alone. Not one Bible verse teaches grace alone, faith alone. We're saved by grace through faith, but it is not alone. James 2, show you my faith, I'll show you my works. Show you my works, I'll show you my faith. Not one gospel verse says faith alone, grace alone. They're following an evangelical, heretical, Luther, Calvin gospel. Hebrews 5:9 says, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You want to be my friend? Keep my commandments. John 14, John 15. Not one verse says grace alone, faith alone. Jesus commanded people obey him. Paul said, obey. The goodness of God leads to repentance. Folks, you're being deceived. Our testing at don'tperish.com coming up later today. Look it up, don'tperish.com for free. We don't sell the things of God like these money mongers do. We preach the gospel. We call people to repentance. We tell people the truth that unless you're laboring for the kingdom of God in holiness, sir, you're an old man like me, you should know better. You're walking in your flesh and you're deceived. You've got itchy ears and easy believism that's going to damn your soul. Our testing at don'tperish.com will show it all. They can't stand the test of God's word.
Come this way if you want.
God's word is a mockery. They make a mockery of God's word as they twist it, corrupt it, bend it, abrogate it.
They're causing trouble. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, we're causing trouble preaching the biblical gospel. Let's see. Paul and Peter caused trouble preaching the biblical gospel. Jesus got in trouble with the Pharisees for preaching the biblical gospel. Ma'am, you're being deceived in your feminization and your worldliness. Folks, you're being deceived. Our testing at don'tperish.com is going to show why Calvary Church is a false goat farm. You're following a false gospel. Yeah, we are definitely not with them. We're the saints of God. This is worldly churchianity. And we're going to keep marking, and we're going to keep telling, and we're going to keep loving our neighbor, warning them about the sin of man-made religion to the saving of their souls. That's the goal. I said, what's coming up? The pagan Easter. Good Friday is a lie. Easter is not God ordained. Jesus didn't even die on Friday. And one lie is going to keep you out of the kingdom of God, Revelation 22. Whoever loveth and maketh a lie. So we're just here loving our neighbors, telling the truth. Wait till you see our testing at don'tperish.com. They can try to hide it. Sir, you're being deceived. We're going to have a testing up at don'tperish.com. This is not biblical Christianity. Look it up later today. Don'tperish.com. Look it up later today. Folks, this is not biblical Christianity. If you open your Bible, you're going to see that God didn't ordain a Sunday. God didn't ordain the pagan holidays. You can't be like the world and of Jesus Christ, sir. Right. If you're of the world, you're not of Christ. You got to come out of the world and repent. You got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. They can try to talk us down while we're here, but when that testing goes up on the internet, they're going to be marked for the years to come. Go do a little Google test. Go do a little Google test. Google denominations exposed and see who comes up first page on Google. Don'tperish.com. We're going to expose Calvary because they're teaching you a false gospel. At don'tperish.com, the testing will be up later today. We're going to expose them because they're damning your souls. You're caught in Satan's snare, American neighbors. They're making mammon off of you. They're making merchandise of you. They're hirelings. They're worldly. They're false. They're carnal. This is not of God. And if any of their men, when the service starts, want to bring their Bible and open the Bible, we can show them in the Bible. If any of their men, when the service starts, want to bring the Bible, we'll be here. And we can open the Holy Scriptures. You're not going to stop us while people are walking in and out. But we'll go to the Holy Scriptures. So we're looking for the pastor, Sister Amen. If you're wondering why we do this, and they said we're causing trouble. Paul caused trouble. Peter caused trouble. Preaching the gospel. Folks, wait till you see our testing at don'tperish.com later today. It's going to expose Calvary for what it is. Calvary's a worldly place that does not preach the biblical truth. So we're loving our neighbor enough to tell you that. Any man after the service starts wants to come out with a Bible, we'll open the scriptures and show him why Calvary is not of God. We're going to expose Mike Wiggins, the false pastor here, his worldliness and his carnality. I don't think that's it.
No.
No, okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But you're not following the biblical Savior at Calvary. You're following a false system. Ma'am, you're being deceived in your feminization and your false gospel and your worldliness. Folks, when was your life totally transformed to come out of the world in every way? How you look, talk, act, dress, spend your money, how you entertain. If Jesus and Paul and John the Baptist came back today, they would not recognize this so-called body of Christ. This is a corrupt perversion with Satan at the helm and man in his itchy ears. Have you not read the scriptures? The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but they'll heap up for themselves teachers to scratch their itchy ears. This is what Calvary is, folks. Calvary gives you what you want. Programs, sports, worldliness, comedy from the stage. All this foolishness is not of God, neighbor. And our testing at don'tperish.com is going to show that. We're going to mark it. It's going to be marked for years to come. It's going to be rooted in God's word. We already have a 10-point test up that exposes Calvary. The gospel we preach out of the Bible already exposes Calvary. They teach on their website, faith alone, grace alone. That's a Calvinistic Martin Luther doctrine. There's no such scripture in the Bible that says faith alone. We're saved by grace through faith. But Paul and Jesus and James say it's never alone. James 2, you're justified. Your faith is justified by your works. Go read James 2. Why do you think Martin Luther wanted to rip James out of the Bible? Calvary ignores it too, because it goes against his scriptures or his doctrine. The scriptures go against him. Folks, you're being deceived by Calvary Church. Our testing coming up is going to show it later today. There'll be a testing of Calvary Church to expose it.
Hey, use the crosswalk, please.
Our testing is going to expose Calvary Church. It's a false, worldly, ungodly. Oh, using vulgar words, using swear words. Oh, how wonderful. The man walking by just told me to F myself, and he's going in your church. Oh, let's get a video of that. The evidence is mounting against Calvary. They have not the truth of God. They have bits and pieces of scripture. They're like Satan. They twist God's word. But our testing at don'tperish.com later today. Look up our testing for free at don'tperish.com later today. It's going to show you how corrupt this place is. It's going to show you how false American churchianity is. Coming up is Easter. I already talked about it. Jesus did not even die on Good Friday. It's a Roman Catholic lie. He'll be in the grave 3 days, 3 nights. You can't get 3 days and 3 nights from Friday night to Sunday morning like Calvary teaches. They're liars. You're entertaining yourself with liars. Jesus didn't die on Friday. Jesus died on Wednesday, the day before the high Sabbath, John 19 tells us. He was in the grave Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night to Saturday night. 3 nights. He's in the grave Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He rises Saturday. He's gone when they arrive on Sunday morning. Calvary teaches lies and paganism and false ways. And it's all going to be exposed. No gospel that doesn't call you out of the world is the biblical gospel. The biblical gospel calls you out of the world to holiness and righteousness, goodness and truth. False folks, you're being deceived at Calvary Church. Our testing is going to show you on don'tperish.com later today. As soon as we leave here, we're going to be working on the testing. And it's going to have video, audio. It's going to show you why this is an unbiblical goat farm. It's going to show you why they're deceiving you in your worldliness. 1 John 2:15. If you love the things of the world, the love of the Father's not in you. How many Calvary people are at Netflix, in politics, in sports, in entertainment, are at the beach in their underwear? If you love the things of the world, the love of God is not in you, neighbor. That's what we're here calling out today. Our testing at don'tperish.com will be up later today. It's going to expose how false Calvary is. It's going to expose your easy believe gospel. Grace alone, faith alone. Young man, get your Bible and show me one verse where it says you're saved by grace alone, faith alone. Get your Bible. That's what they teach on their website. That's what they teach on their website. Grace alone, faith alone. So I'm still waiting. One Bible verse that says that, young man. You're looking up your Bible. Yeah, take a picture because the testing's going to be up at don'tperish.com later. As soon as I leave here, we're going to work on it. Satan started these church systems. God did away with the building system. Sunday was never the Lord's day. Worship services are not in the Bible in the New Testament. There is no worship service in the New Testament. Your worship is your everyday life lived for Christ. We're just telling the truth out here. The Bible is against you. Look up our testing, young man. It'll be up this evening. Soon as we're done here, we'll be working on it with audio and video. Test yourself to the Word of God. They're going to be exposed on the internet. When people search Calvary, our testing is going to come up and it's going to look bad. On purpose. Why? Because you already look bad. False gospels, pagan holidays that are lies, worldliness, feminization, worldly men, unbiblical men,
so if I wear
a building pants. System, a school linked to worldly sports and carnal youth. Hey, Adam and Eve got tossed for one sin. How many sins do you think it's going to take to get you put out of the kingdom of God? Well, you're not in the kingdom of God yet, because if you're not seeking the truth, you're not even born of God. As I said, John 8, Jesus said, if you can't hear the words coming out of his mouth, the truth of God, your father is Satan. Folks, look up our testing. It's going to be up at don'tperish.com. We're going to put a testing up to expose Calvary for what it is. Calvary's a corrupt, man-made religious system. Make sure you go to don'tperish.com. Look at our testing. It's going to be up later today, neighbor. We're going to expose the truth. We're going to shine the light. We're going to expose you to the truth and expose the lies of this place. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. It's going to be coming up. For now, you can look at our 10-point test that exposes this place. Worldly, carnality, sin, false doctrine. Just Google denominations exposed. Hey, Google the Chosen miniseries exposed. Our testing comes up first page of Google. You don't think your church is going to be exposed out there?
What up, what up?
Look it up. You're going to be exposed and marked on the internet. But let's be fair. Let's be fair.
You look good in this.
The goats are definitely going to still keep coming here. We only come for sheep that will listen to the truth. And that is few. Jesus said few. And that word few means puny. Claim that Jesus came into the world to seek and save the lost.
Where are you located out of?
Jesus said, I come to seek and save the lost. He said, I come for the nation of Israel. Then he sends Brother Paul to go to the Gentiles. And Paul says in Acts 17, he calls all men everywhere to repent. Repentance. It's metanoia in the Greek. It's a change of your mind,
that's the change of your ways.
And when you change your mind and you change your ways, guess what you do? You test all things. 1 Thess 5. And 1 Thess 5 says, test all things, prove all things. And when you prove all things, you see that the American church system is corrupt from their building system that God did away with.
So,
to Sunday is the Lord's day. Sunday was never the Lord's day. Today we rest in Christ.
Can I get a card?
We don't keep Sabbath.
Can I have a card?
We don't rest in days. We rest in Jesus Christ because he died on Wednesday and rose on Saturday. He is our Sabbath rest. And so it's loving to just come out, shine the light. They did it at the temple. They got in trouble with the Roman guards. We don't consider you guys our brothers and sisters by any means, but we do come for the sheep that might listen and hear. Because Jesus is collecting and gathering his sheep out of the world and out of every false way. So you got to repent. You got to turn. You got to seek the kingdom of God in righteousness, goodness, and truth. Ephesians 5:9. Ephesians 5:9, goodness, truth, and righteousness.
Keep going. You got it.
If you're not walking in goodness, truth, and righteousness, you have no hope. You're going to look so foolish on the internet. The Bible says we're to be sober-minded. The Bible says we're to be sober-minded, and we have foolish men that mock the things of God. Judgment day is coming. To be filled with the Spirit is inner calm and joy, kara, not outside foolishness. That's what kara means. Kara means inner calm and peace and joy, not foolishness, jumping, dancing around, acting like a mocker. God will deal with mockers. Peter said scoffers will come in the last days. We know that's true.
Come on in. Handicap?
Our testing at O'Parish is going to be up later today. It's going to expose this false place.
That must be exhausting. Can you imagine?
Gospel good news, lifting up Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Holy is the Lamb of God, so worthy to be praised and lifted up. His light shines into the darkness. It exposes even the worldly goat farms. Jesus said in Matthew 7, few are going to find eternal life. That word few in the Greek means puny. America on Sundays full of millions of so-called Christians. Few of them are going to find eternal life. Why? Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. Look at the fruit of the American church system. Look at the fruit of America. Perverted, corrupt, materialized, feminized, sodomized, full of sports, politics, and entertainment as its God. That's the fruit of America over 250 years of churchianity. Judgment is coming to America like it came to Sodom. America is Sodom too. Judgment is coming. But we're about redemption. We want people to be redeemed. We want people to come to the knowledge and know the blood of the Lamb saves. It cleanses. It washes you. But you got to repent. Hebrews 10:26 says there's no sacrifice for willful sin, but a fiery judgment that's coming. So as you live in these false traditions over and over that I've been naming all morning, you have no blood covering. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you have no cloak for their sin because they know the truth now. What a judgment day it's going to be. You have no cloak for your sin as you keep it. No covering from Jesus Christ.
So good.
Repent and seek the kingdom of God. Turn from these false, corrupt places. Walk in spirit and truth, goodness and righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Holy is the Lamb of God, so worthy to be praised and lifted up.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to church.
Loving our neighbor with the truth of God on this glorious day.